The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning and welcome to our Monday morning meditation. And as a small introduction, I'd like to say that mindfulness meditation becomes most interesting, most effective, most useful in our lives if we begin to trust attention more than we trust almost anything else. And it isn't that we dismiss other things. In a sense, everything is important for our attention, real attention. But to trust attention more than anything else means we trust the way in which we're aware of everything. And whatever we know in the world, whatever we're experiencing in the world, we're experiencing through the medium of attention, of awareness, of mindfulness. And the mindfulness practice is to really begin to discover the tremendous benefits, the tremendous value, freedom, possibilities that come when we trust just being aware. Very simple capacity. So, to begin this sitting, you might spend a few moments moving your body around, rotating around, swaying back and forth, both to bring yourself more into your body, but also to begin finding a posture that, given your conditions of the day, that expresses the most alertness, not tense, but a posture of alertness that expresses being aware. I can imagine that there are some people who are listening who are doing meditation lying down. And even there, you could adjust yourself so that that posture also is one that is attuned, supportive of attention. Maybe it's simply lifting up your forearm at a right angle to the ceiling, pointing to the ceiling. So there's a little bit of energy and presence. And then generally we close our eyes in meditation. And part of the purpose of closing the eyes is to heighten the sensitivity, the awareness to the inner life, to the experiences of being in a body, to sense it and feel it from the inside out. Mindfulness works together with sensing. All over their body there are sense nerves that are picking up sensations. And to rest into the body, maybe as you exhale, to settle into your body. And as you settle into all the sensations that you're experiencing in your body, feeling the sensations in the place where the sensations occur. the body's experience of sensations. And then as part of this field of the body sensations, there can be the experience of breathing. The sensations born in your body as you breathe. Sensations of movement of the chest or the stomach, belly. Expansion and contraction. Pressure and the release of pressure. Lifting and falling. The tingling and of the air going in and out through the nose. Cooler as it goes in, warmer as it goes out. And those sensations can be known in awareness. To be conscious of the body breathing. Taking a few moments to be aware of how much activity there is in the mind, how much thoughts and thinking, concerns, how much feelings are swirling around, how much energy there is in the mind, in the brain. And for a few moments, let that be known. Let that be known in awareness. That too, in a way, it's just like sensations, just something that's registered, sensed, felt. And then as you exhale, letting go of what you're thinking, softening the energies of the mind, letting go of what you thought enough, just enough. So you can trust awareness, trust simple attention. If you're pulled away from the awareness of, what would it be like to simply shift the emphasis to trusting awareness more than trusting or entrusting yourself with your thoughts or preoccupations? Not to change anything, but to change the emphasis. So the awareness of what's happening is that which is special. When we trust awareness more than anything else, awareness becomes the door between our inner life and our outer life. If we trust anything else than awareness, there can be a tendency to prioritize one part of our life over the other. So as we come to the end of this sitting, you might consider, what are some of the beautiful or valued motivations and attitudes, feelings you have on the inside that you would like to bring into the world on the outside today? In what way can your goodness find a way into the world to make the world a better, easier, more friendly place for others? May the door of awareness support the best in you to be offered for the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere.